You've also been doing quite a bit of work on tracing the history of the trail from Circle to Fairbanks, is that correct?
Yes, we're about a friend of mine, Dorothy Wild, and I have wonderful pictures and diaries, all kind of newspaper articles, a wealth of material on the old trail that ran from Circle City. It's changed to Fairbanks. It's changed a lot in the years since Jack McQuestion founded the store there. That was in 1894. And so 100 years, and the old trail has become a good highway. Still needs some fixing, but a good highway. And but we have seen it from a very rough highway, very muddy, very difficult to go into town. We've seen it develop, and so this friend and I are eventually going to tell the tale of the trail, this particular trail. Very interesting study.
And in doing so, you've talked to some and done some of these kinds of recordings with some very interesting people.
Yes, we talked to Walter Roman, who was a mail carrier at that time and at one time, and also was a miner. And we knew many of the miners, but we were almost a second generation from the old miners. If you took Johnny Lake as the first wave of miners, then we would be the second. We knew John Anderson, old Jack Anderson, Earl Stout, and these people have all passed away. And we were newcomers coming in. We actually brought airplane to Central and Circle Hot Springs and Circle. That was Red serviced those people, but later they brought in bigger airplanes and at cheaper freight prices, and we had to bow out.